This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hi, everybody. This is Jim Z, your host of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. I hope you're doing wonderful. Well, Doc Dogs has an event coming up this weekend at the Ship's Corners Monster Splash in Virginia Beach, Virginia, August 7th through the 9th. That's one of Doc Dogs' sanctioned facilities and a lovely, beautiful facility for a Doc Dogs event. Hopefully the weather will be great this weekend for those going, planning to attend that event, and I know you'll have a lot of fun. And if you don't know anything about that and you're in the Virginia Beach area and you want to try it out with your pup, I am very sure that they would welcome you with open arms, tell you how you can get involved into Doc Dogs and even the local Doc Dogs affiliate club there. Doc Dogs has affiliate clubs all over the world, and there's including some in Virginia, so you want to definitely check that out. Also going on this weekend, same dates, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, is Dueling Dogs, the last chance qualifier for Dueling Dogs. That's taking place in North Ridgeville, Ohio, and from what I'm hearing, it's going to be a big event. I'll be there myself. That's not what makes it a big event, but what makes it a big event, I think, anyway, is cool. There are people coming from all over. I mean, they're traveling distances from the west, from the east, from the north, and from the south, and it should be very, very exciting, very cool, a good mix of dueling dogger competitors and their dogs from all around the country and from Canada. So sounds like it's going to be very exciting and a very cool event. You need to pre-register online for that if you haven't already. And that is the Dueling Dogs at Victory Park in North Ridgeville, Ohio. All right, what else is going on in the world of Doc Dogs? Well, let's take a look, because I also want to talk about these Doc Dogs photo and video contest, which is a very cool thing that Doc Dogs has been putting on all year long. Each photo wins $100 every quarter, the one that's selected, not each photo, the winning photo, and the winning video each quarter also. And that applies to both Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs. So a total of $400 each quarter given out to those winning photos and videos, and we just selected the winners here for the quarter number 3, and I'm very happy to congratulate Connie Inskeep. Connie's photo of a yellow lab looking pretty much straight down at the water is a great photo and very cute. Well, first of all, thanks everyone. There were a lot of photos submitted. It was a great to look at them all. A lot of these are going to get placed into some of the Golden Paw Awards videos or pictures revolving around for the World Championships taking place in Dubuque, Iowa this November. But there were a lot of good photos, so some of them also got some honorable mentions. People like Patty Barnett, Mandy Ike, Jamie Shoulders, Melinda Gardner, it looks like, Jody Paxton. A few photos there getting some honorable mentions as well. A lot to choose from, so narrowing it down was difficult for the judges, but I think they did the right job and picked a very entertaining photo, one that represents Doc Dogs very well. And I think this photo must have come from somewhere west of me anyway. Congratulations. The quarter 4 is already going on right now. I also want to congratulate Cheryl McIntyre winning the Dueling Dogs photo contest. She submitted her photo from Caledonia, Ontario. I was there, so I recognize it all. And that's a great photo that Cheryl submitted as well. Unfortunately, nobody submitted any videos. And that's quite disappointing, because we're looking for those videos to use for the Doc Dogs World Championships. And you could have walked away with $100 just for submitting a video. So very disappointing. But as I was mentioning, quarter 4 is already on its way, and hopefully collecting a bunch of things for that. Now, the photos and videos must be your own. You can't be submitting on someone else's behalf. Or I guess if you are, then you need all their information, where to send them their check if they potentially won, and probably their permission. Also, just a reminder about all of that photo and video contest. You don't need to be a professional photographer. You don't have to have a fancy camera. In fact, these winners and honorable mentions, they're not technically perfect in every way, but they're good photos. They pick up the essence of what Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs is all about, and that is the whole point of the photo and video contest. Nobody's looking for billboard photographs here. We're just looking for that which, captures that essence of the sport that we all love so much. So definitely check out more information at docdogs.com about the photo and video contest and how you can get your photos and videos into the contest and possibly used in other places like the Golden Paw Awards videos, photos that are just revolving. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe some of these will end up in a yearbook or something like that. I have no idea. It's endless. But just want to congratulate once again everyone and thank everyone for submitting. I'd also like to remind folks that if they'd like to be a guest host of this show, Radio Doc Dogs, we're always looking for them. You know, because I can't be everywhere all the time, and the further away that you are, the harder it is for me to get there, and infrequently I get to those areas. So I can't be representing your portion of the world, the country, however you want to look at it, every weekend, but you can. If you're out in British Columbia or California, Arizona, Australia, or when you're at events that I'm at a different one, it doesn't matter where you're at. If you have someone there that thinks they'd like to be a guest host of Radio Doc Dogs, all they need is their cell phone with the recording app on it. Those apps are free if it's not already pre-installed on your phone. And then you just email me your interview. Now, there's a little more to it, a little bit more detail. So you just contact me at labby@wowway.com. And you can, or contact me through Facebook Messenger, all that good stuff. And I will tell you all the extra little tiny easy details that you would need to know to help you do some good interviews for Radio Doc Dogs from your Doc Dogs competition. And Doc Dogs affiliate clubs, this is a great way for free advertising for your club too. So few people have taken me up on this. I don't know if you're all shy out there or what the deal is. I'm kind of surprised that no one takes advantage of this free advertising. But nevertheless, it is open to you and will remain open all year long at least, and maybe even further. So that is the guest host for Radio Doc Dogs. Contact me anytime. I'll tell you how you can get started doing that. And you don't have to do it all the time. Just do it for one event. Or maybe you do want to do it all the time. Who knows? I have fun at it. Maybe you don't. Well, in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs, we're going to be talking with Mr. Tom Dropick. We've talked with Tom plenty of times in the past. Maybe you've talked with him yourself. We'll be talking about the, of course, Worlds coming up or anything like that. But really, our main subject is the new Hall of Fame logo. The Hall of Fame committee, very proud of that logo, and I think it's going to be an outstanding thing that's going to be shining in the Doc Dogs community for years and years and years to come, and really looking forward to that. So we're going to listen to a couple messages here from these wonderful Doc Dogs sponsors and get right into my interview with Tom Dropick.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Mind if we pay your vet bills? Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's Glycoflex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. Glycoflex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm speaking with Tom Dropick. Does anybody know who Tom Dropick is? If you don't know who Tom Dropick is, you must not know anything about Doc Dogs. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Jim. I'm doing good. I hopefully everybody knows who Jimmy Z is, too. Between the two of us, we might have it nailed.
They just know they listen to this guy who pretends to have this show and can talk or interview, whatever.
he does a great show, and he's always fun to talk to, and I love talking to you, and I love reminiscing with you about all the things Doc Dogs. It's always a great venture for me.
Well, yeah, and while we're doing the Mutual Admiration Club here, I have to say, not just because of that, that I always enjoy talking with you. You always have such good information about Doc Dogs and the history of Doc Dogs especially. I mean, you are the history master of Doc Dogs as far as I'm concerned. If I ever need to know, hey, what happened back when this, how did this begin, all this good stuff, you always have those answers. I love it.
Well, it's been a long time, and it's been just a great venture. Doc Dogs has been, as everybody knows, has been around a long time, and to be able to be part of that and watch it grow into what it is, you know, from the original docks, 48-foot docks, jumping into ponds to where Grant Reeves is taking it today with, you know, like the World Championships coming up here in November, where we're going to have, what, five pools or four pools and a practice pool set up. You know, it's really fun to watch that grow and be part of that, and a lot of it, you know, I've got to be reminded of it because it's hard to remember all the activity that went on, all the people, all the dogs. So when I talk to somebody like you and we start reminiscing like this, it really kind of surfaces up all those awesome memories that I don't always think about from the past, and it really makes it enjoyable for me.
Well, it's fun, and not only that, not only have you, it's not like you've just been in it and watched it, you've been a very active member with your clubs, Doc Dogs Worldwide in general, everything, you know, whether it's observing and just commenting and you know, making notes of things and mentioning them to Doc Dogs, saying, you know, there's a way to do this better, and your input to you know, your actual activities, such as what we're going to talk about today here, is you on the Hall of Fame committee.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame committee, a great committee. We got some great members on the committee. I'm honored to be on that committee. I've always been active in the helping Grant pick out the inductees throughout the years. But this year, you know, starting last year, actually, we put together a committee now, and Grant is really, he's actually in it and part of it, but it's more the members now, and it's a great group from across the country that have been around a while, you know, because really the Hall of Fame being what it is, it's, I guess, to me, it's important to have a good group together so everything about the Hall of Fame, we have the right perspective from, you know, not necessarily winning, you know, the winningest dogs in the sport, but the people that have been around them and are very active in the Doc Dogs community and in Doc Dogs worldwide. So, we're very excited to be part of that committee.
Yeah, but, you know, we've talked about it a little bit in the past, that those stats are still very important, you know, to have a dog that's performed well year after year, winning certain championships, or maybe, I don't know, you know, only you guys know the criteria you're looking into, but, you know, maybe if you, someone who took home second place every year for 10 years in a row with the same dog, that'd be a Hall of Fame dog to me too, even though they didn't win anything. But everybody's different, like I said. But you guys, between all of you and your knowledge and your experience, you keep a lot of the focus on that. The Hall of Fame to me is not a trivial thing. You may look at some of these other awards, the car window decorating contest, that's fun, and it's fun to give an award out for someone like that and see people's artistic and creative abilities. But it's not a serious award as far as I'm concerned. It's a fun award. The Hall of Fame is a serious award, if you ask me.
Well, and it is. Now, see, in the beginning, you know, the initial Doc Dogs Hall of Fame Awards went out in 2004, and the number of competitors competing at that time was not near what it is today. And not only that, but the longevity of the competitors nowadays is much, much longer. I mean, we have a list. We compile a list of dogs, and it's not just the dogs. It's its team, and it's not just the handler either. It may be a handler. It may be a dog. It may be a team. Mm-hmm. But the sheer numbers that are not only competing today, but the longevity for how long they've been competing is there. So, yeah, the list is growing, and it does make it a bit more of a challenge to try and weed those out and surface up the, you know, the inductees for this year. Like this year, we're going to have a real challenge on our hands with because there are so many that have been around for so long. Yeah. Have done so many good things for the sport.
Absolutely. I'm reminded of that all the time with these events I go to. Some of these people that you stop and talk to them once in a while, and they don't realize it either. And you're like, wait, when did we first meet? And you're like going back like forever, it seems like, sometimes. And people even before me, they're like, oh, I remember when you came into Doc Dogs. I was like, wow, because I don't barely remember that.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, if I looked on my list here, I could probably find Jimmy Z. I think you and Hallie started back in 2008, if I'm correct. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that was Hallie. We actually started in 2007 with Cammy, though.
Okay, then I got to look on the list a little bit deeper. That's right, I got that down too. Yeah, so that's been, now you've been almost 10 years in the sport then already.
And you know, and that 10 years ago, that was something, but you're right about the longevity. Now there's a lot of people that have been in it the same length we have or even longer. And it's cool though. That's the cool part.
Yeah, we have, looking at the list here, I've got a team on here that started back in 2004. I've got about four or five or six of them here that started back in 2006.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a challenge, and I don't mind telling the folks out there listening to the radio that, you know, some of the criteria that we put together, you know, dedication is part of it. You know, mm-hmm. how strongly devoted are they to Doc Dogs? Again, this is the Doc Dogs Hall of Fame.
Right.
And so it's how much they've been dedicated to Doc Dogs, and longevity, of course, is another criteria.
Right.
How long they've been competing, and the overall contribution to the Doc Dogs and the Doc Dogs community, and the growth and the promotion of Doc Dogs, that's another category. And then, of course, recognition, when somebody says their name, you know, when somebody says Jim Zelasko and Hallie, you know, they know who that is. They don't go, who? You know, they know who that is.
Hopefully for good reasons.
Yep. So and then, of course, achievements is a big part of it, too. And, you know, and achievements is, like you were alluding to, it may be that they've placed an awful lot of second and thirds, but they might have hundreds of seconds and thirds where there might be a dog out there that is placing first and maybe three or four.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to weigh all that together, and we've got a pretty good system together that helps filter all the best to the top, and we're pretty excited about it.
I think you do, and it's always so exciting every year at the Golden Paw Awards about that. But there's something new and exciting about the Hall of Fame this year too that we wanted to talk about, and that is the new Hall of Fame logo.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the winner's already been announced, and that's Kiera Chin, who I'm very excited to announce, did a wonderful job with the logo. And the logo, you can go to docdogs.com, and it's been posted on there, and you'll be able to see the actual Hall of Fame logo. This was actually brought to my attention maybe about a year ago. Some of the folks that have been around a while had brought it to me, and we had some discussion about how great of a reminder, you know, they reminded me how great it is, what an honor it is to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and mm-hmm. what it means to be a Hall of Fame person and or a team, you know, and what the Hall of Fame represents, from, you know, from sportsmanship to camaraderie, the competitiveness, and all of these aspects throughout the career, their career, and how it can be represented as a positive thing throughout the community and throughout the Doc Dogs worldwide.
Sure, yeah.
And if there's some way that we can, those people that are actual Hall of Fame members could somehow wear, you know, kind of like wear a badge on their sleeve, or wear, you know, something that can help display their accomplishments and their sportsmanship and their camaraderie and all that. And I agree, and I said, oh, this sounds like a great idea. If we can come up with a logo that would be specific to the Hall of Fame inductees, then we could wear it, and then hopefully show the community that is something to strive for, and that everybody can, you know, become a Hall of Fame member if they really, you know, enjoy the game and work at it long enough and dedicate themselves to Doc Dogs, that they could wear that patch as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that is a very cool idea, and I love the logo. I think it stands out, and it's definitely going to be something easily recognized. And at the same time, it's simplistic enough that it's easily recognized and it stands out. You know what I mean? I don't know how else to put it.
we actually had, if my numbers are correct, 22 entries for logos, and some of them you know, so the process was very difficult and long, and we all put a lot of work into it and made sure we brought up all the pros and cons of each. And some of them were pretty busy, and some of them were very simple. We thought, you know, what would catch the eye and not be too busy, be something that, you know, catch the eye of the competitors,
yeah.
The hosts of the venues, the media, the news people, you know, those type of things.
Sure.
But something that could be easily seen on TV, easily seen, you know, across the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and so, yeah, taking that all into consideration, the winner was, we believed, was represented all that. It had, pardon me, it had the star on there, which, you know, which really, to me, to all of us, a Hall of Fame inductee is a star of Doc Dogs. And
yeah.
It has the Doc Dogs logo. The Hall of Fame is very clear, and I think that it'll look good on anything that we choose to put it on, from a shirt to a jacket to, you know, to letterhead for that matter. So I think we did a good job in picking the right one.
Yeah, I think you did too. And again, the as recognizable as it will become, I think it's a great thing for the sport. You know, it can be a simple matter. There's been times where I'm at an event and people, someone from the media, maybe it's a newspaper, even television, and maybe I'm busy or I'm not really the one to cover the subject they're talking about, but they may ask me or they may ask some of the Doc Dogs crew or someone else, you know, who do you recommend I talk to around here? And you can just tell them, hey, look around for that Hall of Fame logo, because that's definitely someone you should talk to whenever they're at any event. It means, you know, they've obviously had some experience. And that's not to take away from the newbies, because that's always a good interview too. Or anybody that's not in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, if someone in the media is looking for someone that has the experience and, you know, knows pretty much everything about the sport, it's most likely going to be one of those people with a Hall of Fame logo on a hat, on a jacket, on a t-shirt, wherever it's going to end up being.
Right. You know, and Doc Dogs has done so many incredible things for the growth of the sport of dock jumping. We can't take away any of that. This is just another small piece of the whole grand Doc Dogs worldwide puzzle. I mean, you know, everything they've done with sponsorship, with the safety of the pools, the safety of the docks, everything they've, you know, the crew members that they've got running these shows now. The Hall of Fame, you know, really is just a small portion of that, but it's a very, very important portion, and I think it's important to recognize those that have put the, you know, have had longevity, success, and are true sportsmanships of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a good small representation of Doc Dogs, and it's a good something for everybody to strive for in their career of dog jumping. You know, some folks, you know, may not strive to be a Hall of Famers; others might be, and it's just a great reminder that we do recognize those folks that do put the longevity in, that do dedicate their jumping careers to Doc Dogs. In fact, you can wear, you know, a patch on your sleeve and be proud of it.
Yeah. Yep. I agree 100%. And that kind of leads me into what else I wanted to discuss with you was, you know, with the Hall of Fames, probably one of my highlights and the biggest moments during the Golden Paw Awards at Worlds every year. But there are so many other awards and accolades at the Golden Paw Awards. I want to talk with you a little bit about that too, because, you know, you've been to them all and before that Nationals and the receptions that would be there. And a lot of those are carried over. It's still awards, well, you know, breeds and all that stuff. It's just, you know, what's your take on, first of all, if someone's not been to the Golden Paw Awards, what do you tell them? You know, if you're trying to get them to go or tell them why they should go, what do you tell people as far as from your perspective?
Well, let's think of the big awards that we see on TV. What's the big one? Is it the Emmy Awards, the Grammy Awards?
They're all, I guess, pretty big. But yeah, this is the Doc Dogs version of that.
And it is, and you know, I've been around, you know, since the beginning. I remember, you know, the very first awards ceremony we had at the Nationals way back in 2004. It was maybe 20 people in a room, and you know, and we gave everybody a ribbon, you know, for participating in the year.
Yeah.
Where it's gone to now with this, the gala that they, this theater that they use at the Five Flags Center in Dubuque, Iowa. It's a beautiful old-fashioned type theater with a beautiful stage. And for all those that haven't been there, just imagine everybody, you know, just imagine the Grammy Awards, and you've got a packed full house of enthusiastic, I want to say competitors, but they're enthusiastic spectators there as well. So it's full of just dock jumping enthusiasts from all over the world, and the stage is lit up accordingly. And we, with the help of people like you, Jim, with your video capabilities and your photography and that kind of stuff, with the videos and the reminiscing of the sea throughout this, all the activities from that happened throughout the season.
Yeah,
it's an amazing night. What really is neat about it is because we've all been out all year long. We're packing up our trucks, chomping through the mud on the rainy days.
Yeah.
We're wiping our brows on the 95-degree days. We're busting our knuckles, moving our kennels around, and setting up our tents. And we're driving home in wet pants from the dogs soaking us throughout the weekend. And so we're living that fun for a whole year. Here's where we all get together at the end of the year on a Saturday night or a Friday night. We get to dress up a little bit, we get to clean up a little bit, and we don't, keep the dogs in the kennel and or in the rooms or wherever, and we're able to enjoy a fun reminiscing night and have fun talking all the talk. Experience, and I think anybody that hasn't done it should definitely do it and experience. I think if you experience for the first time, you may be hooked, just like Doc Dogs.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. It's so cool, and you're in the dressing up, and I've mentioned this before, but it's pretty neat because most people are in their shorts and t-shirts, and if they're me, then I'm sweaty and my hair is messed up, or I got a ball cap on and my old tennis shoes because I want to take my good ones up on the dock. And wow, all of a sudden you turn around and wow, that guy who I've seen all season long like that, look at him, he's got a suit and a tie on. He's a good looking guy. Look at how he cleans up there.
And how many times do you have to second look at somebody? It's like, I didn't even recognize you. You dress up pretty nice.
Right? And that's just the guys. The ladies, goodness.
Yeah.
We have some pretty ladies in Doc Dogs that, I'm sorry, ladies, maybe it doesn't come off quite as well as you do when you get all dressed up on the dock. I get it. It's hot. It's 90 degrees. Your hair is pulled up. It's humid. And you're just like the guys. You may be sweating. Your dog's been jumping on you, getting them paw marks all over you and everything like that, too. And it's the mud. You turn around and you're just like, wow, that's so-and-so or that's so-and-so. And you're like, beautiful dresses, gowns. Hair is all made up and everything like that. So everybody looks good. They're dressed to the nines, and it's that's just one tiny aspect of the entire Golden Paw Awards experience. I think the camaraderie within the theater itself, the Muppet Theater, we affectionately call it.
Yep. the Doc Dogs crew, Brian King, Grant Reeves, Scott Heaton, all the crew, they really put a lot of effort into the presentation, so it's very, very, very professionally run. It flows very, professionally. It's always keeping everybody on the edge of their seats.
Right.
So it's never a dull moment, and it's just a very well produced show in front of a lot of enthusiastic dog people that are looking great for the evening.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I don't know what more we can say about it. I guess, Tom, it drives me crazy that people will go to Worlds, and I know it costs even more money, and you've already laid out a bunch of money to go to Worlds, and it's your vacation, all that, but you don't go to the Golden Paw Awards. I'm sorry, I'm not thinking negatively of those people that do that. I'm disappointed because I'm selfish, Tom. That's what it comes down to. I want to see them there. I want to see them dressed up. I want my eyes to see them. I want to go give them the hug and say, wow, look at you. Oh, I'm so glad you made it. I think it's probably my own selfishness, to be honest. But I can't help the way I feel. And I'm disappointed when they're not there. I'm like sad. It's like, you made me sad. I don't know how else to put it.
And they're missing out because it really is. It's a celebration. It's an end of year celebration. And for all the people, people can spend money going out taking the family out to dinner and going seeing a movie and spend money, you know.
Yeah.
What better way to spend some money and get together in a room in a theater full of enthusiastic people,
right,
and celebrate a year of camaraderie and dog fun. It to me, it's a pretty simple spend for, you know, than, you know, anything else. And it's only once a year. The gala is once a year,
right?
And to have everybody pumped up and excited for that show that night, like I said, you're not going to get a better spend. It's the greatest you can do.
Well, and I think the one last thing here, because we're running short on time, but I do want to point out, as Grant pointed out in our last conversation from Radio Doc Dogs, is that it's the last year in Dubuque at this Muppet Theater for Doc Dogs, at least. That we're not sure. I guess it doesn't sound like anything's set in stone yet, but that it won't be Dubuque next year, which has kind of become a tradition in a sense. So it is the last chance to experience that either again or for your first time. That's something else I don't think people would want to miss for sure.
Absolutely. And it will be a memory that an experience like all of the experiences we experience in this game that we'll take with us forever. And I'm excited to hear about the new adventures moving forward with Doc Dogs. If, you know, I've been all the world championships, and all the world championships in Dubuque were amazing memories that'll sit in my heart forever. But I'm also looking for new adventures as well. So I'm excited to see where things go.
I am too. I don't want to take away from that either. Just the continued advancement, just from the growth of the sport. So, yeah, very, very exciting. Well, Tom, like I said, we're running out of time here. Man, you and I, we always say this, we could talk forever.
Isn't that the fact?
And people are probably already like, yeah, you could.
Well, and I want to make sure that I congratulate Kira Chin. She submitted an amazing photo and a logo. And I also want to thank the committee for the Hall of Fame committee for putting all the effort into what it took to make sure that we picked the right winner. And hopefully all the folks listening on the radio will recognize the logo starting at Worlds and for many years to come.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it too. Well, thanks again, Tom. Appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you in Dubuque and maybe even before then. That's always a nice, pleasant surprise. So you take care and travel safe, and we'll see you in November at least. We know that.
Thanks, Jim. You too. Have a great day.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, there you have it. And Tom, thank you so much. Thank you for your patience. We've been trying to do this for, I don't know, a month or longer, and just have not been able to get together. And it's all on me, all my fault. Tom's been very accommodating, and I just wasn't feeling well. Then I'm off to this place, that place, the other place. Then I got a real job that takes up some time, and it just, you know, got crazy. And I really, really, really appreciate Tom's patience working with me to finally get this interview in. And I liked it. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Hey, one last tip, if I can be helpful at all. I know Worlds is coming up, and a lot of people like to get in their graphics and pautographs to pass around at Worlds. It's always a fun thing to see what people have come up with, the pictures of their dogs for the World Championships, kind of like trading cards, and it's really cool. So something that I haven't fully looked into, but as I understand, this could be a pretty good deal. First of all, if you're a member of Amazon Prime, it looks like you can get, Amazon's now doing photo prints. You can do a 4x6 photo print for just 9 cents. I don't know what the cost is for non-Prime members, but 9 cents, you can get like 100 photographs, 4x6, for 10 bucks, less than 10 bucks. So that's pretty cool. You should be able to print out, you know, 100 of the exact same photograph. You upload it to their server there, their storage thing. I forget what it's called. But anyway, I haven't looked into full details, so I don't pretend to know everything. But I am looking at it right now, and you might want to as well. If you want to save a few bucks for those photograph cards, look into Amazon photo prints, even if you're not a Prime member. Looks like they're pretty cheap, and you should be able to print those out and get them in time for Worlds if you act now. All right, well, that's it for me for Radio Doc Dogs. I really appreciate everyone tuning in and listening again. Maybe you're going out to the Ship's Corners event this weekend, or maybe you're going to Dueling Dogs in North Ridgeville, Ohio. Either case, I hope that you travel safe, and I hope you have a great time, a lot of fun this weekend. Jump big, swim fast, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Dog Dogs.